As you've been hearing on WNYC, President Obama announced that he was sending 300 military advisors to Iraq to help the government there with its fight against militants. But he emphasized that American combat troops would not return to Iraq. WNYC's Arun Venkatpal spoke to people from the region and found that while some are shrugging off the crisis, others are considering going to fight.
Last week, the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, the highest religious authority for Shiites in Iraq, issued an edict. He called on the people of Iraq to fight back against Sunni militants. But the call was heard in Shia enclaves across the world, including Queens, New York. And immediately, the questions started pouring in to the Al-Khoi Islamic Center in Jamaica, where Sheikh Man al-Salani is the imam.
We started receiving phone calls.
People were asking whether they had a responsibility to go to Iraq.
To do something or to fight?
Sheikh Man has the obvious bearing of a religious leader. The robe and white turban that convey his stature in the community, the books and artworks that surround him in his office. The mosque is a fairly impressive structure overlooking the Van Wyck Expressway, and on some days draws thousands of worshippers. Sheikh Man says he discourages Americans from heading to Iraq to fight, but he knows some are likely to go there regardless.
Maybe if I advise somebody to stay, maybe he will not listen to me. He feels he has to go. So we cannot stop people to go also, because we don't have control to let them stay or to go.
And if they do end up going to Iraq, he says they should avoid joining a militia and instead go through proper channels like the government. It's unclear how many Americans will follow through, but this has become a serious issue in Europe, with some governments actively trying to reduce the flow of local Arab youth to the conflict in Syria. In Iraq, there are more Shia than Sunni, but globally, the Shia population is much smaller and is often persecuted by Sunnis. So there's a shared sense of victimhood that cuts across nationality. Naki Haider is Pakistani and says many in the Shia diaspora worry about what will happen to the tombs of saints and other sacred sites.
And that's a very real concern for the Shia community, because we don't want our heritage, not just our heritage, the heritage of the Muslim community and the world, to be destroyed.
But Haider said he expects the emotions of the community to remain just that, an emotional response without any further action. And others say there's a split between the small core of people who are paying close attention and all the rest who are becoming desensitized.
It's a very stark divide.
Hazami Barmada is a consultant in Washington who deals with Arab causes.
On my timeline, I actually have comments like, you know, what the hell's happening in the Middle East? It's going to hell in a handbasket, where people are just overwhelmed by the level and magnitude of what's happening across the board, from, you know, humanitarian crisis to, you know, the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, where people are starting to lump the region into kind of one just large conflict.
Part of the problem is the complexity of the current Iraq crisis. There is a long list of antagonists and participants. Barmada says the confusion is compounded by social media, which gravitates towards simplistic narratives that are also wildly off base.
I mean, I saw a Twitter, I don't remember what outlet, but it was like, there's going to be a Shia Sunni slaughter that's going to be worse than anything Europe has ever seen, kind of thing. I literally saw a tweet like that.
The heart of the Arab community in Queens is on Steinway Street in Astoria. Dipping into one hookah lounge after another, I asked men, and they were all men, what they made of this moment in Iraq. Everyone pretty much shrugged off the question, although there was one guy in his early 20s standing with a couple friends on the sidewalk who said something I can't repeat here. Basically, he said, I couldn't care less about Iraq. A World Cup match was about to begin, and people really just wanted to watch. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.
supporting public radio.